Dennis Laidler. He's the Potter Park Zoo Education Curator, and he's on the other end of our line. Dennis, how are you?
I am good, Tony. Good morning.
Can't wait to get out there for Boo at the Zoo, and I also like to come around Christmas time when all the lights are out. It's a pretty cool time.
Yeah, it's a busy season for us here at the zoo.
Yeah, tell me now when is Boo at the Zoo? When is that coming up?
Boo at the Zoo is this weekend. We're doing it the weekend before Halloween so that people can do some of the other traditional Halloween things. So we have two weekends of Halloween here in Lansing this year.
All right. Well, give us the details.
Boo at the Zoo runs from noon to 4 each day, just normal zoo admission. And then we have all kinds of stuff going on. We all have hay rides, cider and donuts and all kinds of activities for kids and families. We'll have live zoo animals, of course. Rumor has it that Granny from Little Red Riding Hood is going to be at the wolf cabin explaining what the real story about wolves are. and just all kinds of hands-on fun for the family. And, of course, we have the haunted Boo Tunnel, the old train tunnel. It's been converted into a haunted tunnel. And that's also one of the very popular spots for people to spend a little time. And, of course, there will even be a little bit of candy here and there.
All right, Dennis. And you have some new residents at the zoo.
Yes, we do. We are very excited about being able to announce the birth of the cubs. They're a month old on Tuesday, and those three young ladies are doing very, very well.
All right. Now, are they allowed out? Can the public see them?
You can only see them by camera. Go into the website, just potterparkzoo.org. And the reason is because they were basically born with pneumonia. They got pneumonia only at a couple of days old, and to save them, we had to pull them and basically put them in an incubator and nebulize them and get them in IVs and stuff. And once you pull them from the mom, you can't put them back. So we have to hand raise them.
Oh.
And they're being hand raised in the clinic. And the part of the clinic where they're at, there's not public viewing. So for the public to be able to see them while they're in the medical care facility, we have to do it by camera. But if you go to potterparkzoo.org, they can see them that way.
Well, that's a challenge, too, for the cubs, because who's going to teach them everything they need to know?
Well, yeah, and, you know, that's one of the reasons, the many reasons, that zoos never like to hand-raise babies. It makes for some Kodak moments, you know, seeing somebody bottle-feed on a baby. But animals learn to be their kind of animal by being around their own kind. And now it does help the fact that there's more than one baby surviving. In fact, if there had been a single cub surviving, we would have tried to find another zoo with orphan cubs about the same age so that at least they could be raised by other tigers with them. But since we had three survive, we had that happen previously, and the dad of the three cubs had a similar situation when he was born here 7 years ago, and he's done just fine as a dad, obviously, or we wouldn't have the three cubs. So, and the other thing, of course, means we have keepers that are, we're down to 4 feedings a day, but for the first couple of weeks, it was 5 feedings a day plus medical treatments and stuff. And it's a lot of extra work because it's not like the keepers have to stop taking care of all the other animals. Mm-hmm. It's just additional work for everybody. And it is fun, you know, to hold a little tiger cub and feed them, but it's also a lot of work.
Dennis Laidler is the Potter Park Zoo Education Curator, and he's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Wanted to get your take on what happened in Zanesville, Ohio, at that exotic animal preserve with that owner before committing suicide, letting loose these animals. What did you think when you saw the story and heard as the details unfolded?
Well, it's sort of the negative perfect storm of private ownership of exotic animals. I mean, it was probably the worst possible scenario that, you know, if you were trying to dream up one, that was about as bad as it could get. As far as, the only thing that would have been worse is if the animals would have had a little bit more time to scatter before they were seen. Luckily, people saw them on that nearby freeway, and things were found out sooner rather than later. But, you know, it's not a program problem that's unique to that, you know, to Ohio or just, you know, that area. There are a large number of people that own exotic animals, and then sometimes they're little tiny things, and sometimes they're really large, dangerous things. But there's a reason why accredited zoos like Potter Park Zoo and the other, there's about 215 accredited zoos throughout the United States. And, you know, we have, every 5 years, we go through an incredibly tough accreditation process. And they don't just look at, do you take good care of the animals and all that? That's obviously a big part of it. But they also look at every other part of having a healthy zoo. And it includes qualifications of staff. It includes how much research, conservation, education is done by the zoo. It looks at short-term and long-term financial stability and also community support. And if you're not strong in every one of those areas, then you're not accredited. But that also allows us to share resources and information. Almost daily, we interact with other zoos one way or another, other accredited zoos. The mother of the tiger cubs was sent to us based on genes to be paired up with our male because all the breeding done by zoos is done scientifically. It's based on genetic history to prevent inbreeding and to make sure we have the strongest, most diverse population of animals at zoos. And when it comes to highly endangered animals like the Amur tiger cubs, you know, we had three cubs born. It's a big deal, not only because people will get to see them, and it'll get a few more people.
Yeah, Dennis, I only got about 30 seconds left. What would happen if an animal got loose at Potter Park Zoo, say a lion or a tiger?
If an animal, a dangerous animal gets loose at an accredited facility, if they're not in an area that where they're completely confined, where it can be safe to dart them and they can't escape after they're darted, then they would be shot.
All right, Dennis. It was just a tragedy. All those beautiful animals had to be put down. It was a shame. Well, we've got to run. Thanks so much. I'm going to talk with you again.
Okay.
We'll talk real soon. Thank you, sir.
All right, Tony.